What's up, you all? Welcome to this week's episode of Your Mind Matters with Dr. Jewel. That's me, all right? And this is my co-host, J-Bo. What's up, J-Bo?
Hey, Dr. Jewel, how are you?
Man, I'm doing all right. It's so good to have you all here. Thank you for tuning in to us again, all right? And if this is your first time, man, we welcome you. We're so glad to have you. Look, this is a show where we're going to talk about everything pertaining to mental health, mental wellness, and mental illness, all right? We're going to do it, no shame in your game. And you know what, like I shared last episode, our first episode, man, we're so excited to come out the gate with this. But what I share, man, this is going to be a place where we're going to talk about mental health in a way that's transparent, authentic. We're going to share our experiences. You know what, hey, we even want to hear about yours. We're going to have people, guests, anybody who can contribute to the discussion about mental health and mental wellness. We want you here. Self-care, we want you here. But like I shared before, you all, I have a passion for the church. Man, I'm a pastor. I'm an associate pastor. I'm a clinician, okay? I'm a professor. And so, you know, my desire was to be a resource for the church, all right? I'm a church girl, but I was raised in the church.
Come
okay?
On.
I'm straight church. I love Jesus, all right? But I also know that when it comes to mental health, mental wellness, mental illness, we ain't doing really a good job talking about it in the church. So we're going to bring this discussion here to this podcast. We want to talk about the church. How do you maneuver? Jesus, you love the Lord, but you depressed. Uh-oh. You love the Lord, but you're mean. You love the Lord, but you got some issues, okay?
And
your mind
you
is not totally healthy, huh?
You're gluttonous. You eat too much.
You eat too much. Man, okay. All right. Why you had to bring it? You buy too many pairs of shoes.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Your hat game is just it's just too much. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just talking about, my Kojic. Come on now. I'm just saying. I'm just saying now. We're going to bring these discussions, and we're going to talk about it in a real way, in a non-judgmental, a non-critical way, but in a way that when we leave about this discussion, man, we're going to be better people, all right, as a result of it. It's no shame. It's okay not to be all right because, look, I mean, facts. Most of us are not all right, and you're not going to be all right all the time, okay? That's going to ebb and flow, baby, you know, but he's a God of the hills and the valleys, baby.
Are
you feel me? All right, so we want to talk about these things. So today,
what's
this is what
we're
going to talk
about.
All right, because this is where we get a little hairy here, all right? We're going to talk about mental health, mental illness,
yes,
and self-care.
And self-care.
All that. We're going to talk about
that. So it sounds like there's a difference between all three.
It is a difference between all three, J-Bo. And that's the problem because I hear people mixing all these things. I said, you know, we done overdosed on reels. We getting all kinds of stuff. And I ain't got a problem. Hey, man, keep your real game on. But what I'm saying is that we're getting a lot of content, but we got to shake this thing down. We got to shake it down and give people real information from real clinicians, people who, you know, can write a prescription, people who actually can board certified to care for people, to treat, assess, and diagnose people with mental illness, all right? So where we love the lived experience and we're hearing a lot of things, that's what's driving us to discussion. Man, we got to give you some baseline.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to talk about. All right, so you may say, Dr. Jewel, that's kind of basic, but I bet, man, if you listen, you may learn something,
all
right?
You got to set the stage.
So you got to set the stage because when we start talking, I need y'all to start using the words right, you know, because we're going to upgrade our language. Like, I need y'all to stop calling people crazy.
Can we just
man,
stop?
Man, can we just stop that? Yeah. Like, you don't call people
it's
fat no more. You call them obese. You feel me? You some words you just don't use anymore.
And can we use person first language?
Please. Okay, so we got just those little things matter. So, y'all, whenever you say crazy, you got, catch yourself,
catch
all right?
Yourself.
Get quicken, all right? Catch yourself before you say crazy, all right? Well, we'll use that word, all right? That's one of the words we don't want to use. Throw it out to vocabulary, all right? Now, Jonathan.
Yes.
We want to set the stage. We want to talk about mental health, all right? So, y'all, we're going to give you a definition of mental health, all right? Because you hear, you need to be mentally healthy, mental health. What does it really mean? And because all of us have questions around this, please don't be ashamed of this. We're going to talk about mental health. So, JB, you are intellectual here. Come on, give us what is the definition of mental health. Come on.
So, according to SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, mental health involves effective functioning in daily activities. It really includes your emotional, your psychological, and social well-being, and it affects how we think, feel, and act.
Ooh.
That is mental health.
That's mental health. Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, like in doing that, like where you feel you are mental, are you healthy?
Where am I? I think I'm probably a 7 today.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is like it changes?
It could change.
Okay, so let's talk about mental health again. So, okay, wait a minute. Read the first part of that. I need you to break it down. You know how they used to do in the Bible? Like, they'd be like, verse 1, read. Read.
It involves effective functioning and daily activities.
Bam, stop right there. Effective functioning and daily activities.
Are you optimal?
Effective. Okay, you can be existed, but not be effective. Mm-hmm. Effective functioning. Okay, so let's give some examples of this, J-Bo, so we can help the people out a little bit. Okay, so effective functioning. All right, so if you're walking around, let's say you're going to work, all right, and you're going in there with an attitude, okay? You late every day. You just can't get yourself together. You know why? Because you didn't sleep the night before. You know what I mean? So you're not sleeping well. Because you know why? Because your husband or your kids acting crazy. It's chaos in your house, okay? Yeah. All right? So you're going to work. You're not on time. You go to work. You half doing your job. You're not effectively, because all this stuff is going on in your mind, okay?
Yeah.
You're not depressed. I'm just saying, but I'm just talking about the fact of your mental health. Yeah. That is, how are you going about your day-to-day activities? Yes. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I'm also hearing you say how you cope with stress.
How you cope with stress. Let's talk about that again. Let's put a pin right there.
Uh-oh.
Okay, how you cope with stress. All right, let's talk about that a little bit. So, you know that you're mentally healthy based on how you coping with stress, all right? Now, most of us, let's just keep it real, because that's what we're going to do here. Your mind matters. Ain't no use of us faking it. That's what got us where we are, okay? Yeah. So most of us are not coping with our stress in an appropriate way. All right, we're going to go back and forth, all right? I got one, you got one, okay? I eat a bucket of hot wings, and I know that I don't need to be eating a bucket of hot wings. When I'm stressed, I eat. Tag.
So I work remotely, and when I'm stressed, sometimes I scream.
Okay.
Because I'm at home. Nobody necessarily hears me. I'll come off the call and I'll scream. I won't do it in front of people.
Okay. I'm stressed. I buy 5 pair of shoes. Tag.
I love tequila, so... I might have a few extra.
I'm stressed.
Glasses, not shots.
I'm stressed. I binge, I may stay up. Okay, if I'm stressed, like I'm tense, right? And I become a little bit more intense. And so sometimes your tone gets a little different with your spouse. Your tone. And then I know you enough to know that when you stress, your face looks different. Your energy is different. You know what I mean? And you bring all that stuff. Y'all, we still talking about mental health, right? Yeah. We talking about mental health. Yeah. Coping with your daily activities. Yeah. All right. Oh, I'm going to throw another one in here. Okay. How healthy are you? Okay. Like when you're stressed, when you come home, like you said, you scream, but do you scream at your kids? Okay. When you are stressed, do you scream at your husband? Like, do you find fault in people all the time when you stress? Nothing is right. You become negative, condescending. That means you become negative. Everything about everybody is just that's messed up, sliding. Ain't nobody good enough, and you don't value nothing that people are doing. Everything is negative, all right? Come on now. I'm talking about mental coping. All right, I'm talking about how do you cope? Clean?
I know I have a family member that doesn't like towels folded a certain way, if they're not folded a certain way. So if you don't have the right creases in your towels, then that send them into this whole frenzy, and no one could do anything right.
Mm. Now, do you think that's mentally healthy?
No.
You know? No. And then this will mess me up, right? You know people aren't mentally healthy because they go to the job, right? They go in meetings. You know you're a mentally unhealthy boss when you walk into a meeting and you asking people for feedback and everybody putting their head down, everybody scared to say something. Ooh. Come on. Come on now. Let's just deal with it. Okay, I'm talking about the saints that are bosses. I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about believers too. Y'all bosses out here on these streets, y'all going to meet people scared to say something to you. Yeah. You know, you have a negative bent on everybody, everybody's motives, everybody coming after you. If you one of those people that everybody coming for you all the time, you may not be.
Could just be a grammar bully.
Yes. What does that mean?
So I had a situation where I had to turn my emails and all my documents for communications review. And the reviewer would always say, well, you didn't put a semicolon. And I'm like, well, if you know basic comma rules, then you can either put a semicolon or start a new sentence. I started a new sentence. But what I didn't know is they were using Grammarly to govern my words.
Come on now. Come on. So you're talking about bullying.
Bullying.
That's not a mental illness, but it ain't right. You know what I mean?
So what is a mental illness?
Oh, we gonna talk about mental illnesses, J-Bo. We got to stay here with people that think they mentally well. I need you to read the rest of those sentences. Come on. What else you say? Come on.
So it includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being.
Social.
How we relate to others, and even the choices we make, which we've kind of talked about.
Choices that you make. Choices and people who you in relationship with.
Who you stay in relationship
who
with.
Who you stay in relationships with. Your ability to have boundaries.
Yes.
In relationships. You know, why they running all over you? Like, why they running you? Like, okay. Or, like you said, relationships that you know you need to get out of, but you won't. Why? What's the problem? You know, are you afraid of being lonely? What are your fears?
Mm.
What you fearing? All right.
Yes.
That's a part of whether or not you're mentally well. Okay.
Yes.
What do you fear? So you got a lot, like you said, bullying. Why do you feel like you have to dominate everything?
Ooh.
Why do you feel like you have to have the last say in everything? Why do you always feel like somebody is insulting your character? I mean, things like that. Okay. I'm going to give them another one. Okay, this is another person. They think they're good. They think they're mentally healthy. They're not mentally healthy. I'm just not gonna speak to them for 2 months. Or I'm gonna make them pay. How about the make them pay people?
Uh-oh.
All right. How about the vindictive tit for tat people?
You did this, so I'm gonna do this.
Come on. The way you deal in exchange with people, the way you handle offense. Oh, what if somebody says something to you that may be true, but you offend? Like, how do you handle that?
And even if it's not true, how do you handle it?
Do you go off on people? Are you ready to jump up on people, going to people's houses? You know, you see all these reels, people rolling up on people, fighting. And how do you handle that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is all about mental health. How well do you cope? How are you? Oh, this is another one, J-Bo. Okay, feel me on this one. Do you know people that can go from 0 to 200 in like a split second? I mean, you say one thing, they click over to, I mean, their emotions, they high one moment, low another moment.
Yeah.
You don't know if they in the valley one day, if they on a 25, you don't know how they gonna show up, you know?
Yeah.
So again, are you moody? And everybody around you has to regulate because you so moody and we don't know what we gonna run into with you.
Yeah.
That's not mentally healthy.
That's that emotional, psychological part of your well-being.
Come on.
Mm.
Come on. You know, so again, Jonathan, I think that we need to just be real.
Yes.
When we deal with, are you mentally healthy? You know, again, just because I'm a thick girl, right, doesn't mean that I have diabetes, but it doesn't mean that being thick is optimal, because when I try to walk up them steps and I'm like huffing and puffing, you know, or my joints are a little bit, you know, aching because of the extra weight, I don't have an actual disease, a chronic illness, but it doesn't mean I'm optimally well. Why are you looking at me like that, J-Bo? You giving me the side eye. What you got to say to that, J-Bo?
So I could be moody and not have a mental illness. I'm just up. Sometimes I'm down. Right. I may go from 0 to 1,000.
Right.
I'm just not mentally healthy.
Right. Come on now. Let's say that again. Just because you moody doesn't mean, because you know we throwing out these terms. There's nothing make me mad, right? I'm just saying. We throw out these terms. You moody. You so bipolar. We throw bipolar out there.
That? Huh? Let's just
stop saying that. Okay, yeah. That's another thing, all right?
Yeah.
All right, we got two words. Crazy and bipolar. Stop describing people as bipolar.
Because we call everything that.
I done heard.
Or schizophrenic.
Oh, schizophrenic. I heard preachers say that. I mean, just use the words, man. You just schizophrenic. Stop saying that. There are people who seriously have schizophrenia.
That's right.
And they don't want to be, they ain't looking at you being like, you're diabetic, hypothyroid. Nobody's doing that.
Nobody's
so again, we need to be very sensitive, kind and compassionate to people, but we also got to let people know, and you've got to know, I'm not worried about you dealing with nobody else. This show is about you. You understand
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? So we got to deal with the fact that, are you mental? Take a pulse on your own mental health and wellness. And then just because some people be like, well, ain't nobody say nothing to me about it. Okay, just because nobody said anything about it to you, look at this. Are you able to stay in relationships? Are you in or out of relationships? Are you able to sustain healthy relationships with your family, with your children, with the people that you love? I mean, that's a good pulse on whether or not you're mentally healthy.
Is
are you detached from everybody around you?
So I hear you saying pulse check. One of the things that you do is, what's your forecast for the day? Can you help the people with just, what's a quick way that you can check yourself, how you are feeling? Are you mentally healthy? What's with this status report?
I like that, J-Ball. Thanks for bringing that up. All right, so look. Okay, so you know what I usually do. Like, I ask you what your PEMS is, okay? How are you feeling physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually?
Yes.
Okay? That's your forecast, all right? And so what I found, J-Bo, is most people can't even describe how they feel, okay? We have a feeling deficit in this country, in this world. People, the best thing to happen were emojis. You know, at least we can be like, okay, they seem excited. Oh, they're sad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a heart. Yeah. You know, I mean, the emojis started, man, those emojis were everything in it because at least
you can have a whole sentence.
Come on, fire. You know, at least we know you're passionate, that you're feeling something. We feel some energy.
Or you're angry.
Or you're angry, you know, the red little one. I mean, but at least it started moving us into feeling language. Yeah. And what's up, J-Bo, is that we were taught for some reason, we were taught that our feelings really didn't matter, or we had to suppress feelings in order to give this facade of being okay. And then we came to the church and taught, fake it till you make it. Well, that is exhausting. Like, who is faking it? Why should you have to fake anything? Faking takes a whole nother energy, a whole nother deception. Like, why are we even operating in that? So we need to snatch that back. Fake it till you make it. No, don't fake anything. Be authentically who you are. Be open to getting help and changing. You feel me? But, you know.
So we have PEMS.
But we got PEMS.
How are we feeling physically?
Yeah. So tell me. Give me some physical language.
I am tired.
Okay. So you're physically tired. Give me another one.
My stomach hurts.
Okay. Okay. So
I'm hungry.
So you're hungry. Gotcha. You're thirsty. Mm-hmm. You're physically exhausted. You're physically energized. Okay.
Yes.
That's feeling language. So I always ask people, in the morning when you wake up, assess how you feel. Okay. Take your pulse. Okay. Your mental pulse. All right. See where you are. So you wake up physically. I'm physically tired. Emotionally. Give me some for emotional.
Fearful.
So I'm emotionally fearful. Give me mental.
That's hard. Because I'm not used to expressing my feelings in that way.
Okay. So do you feel mentally fatigued? Do you feel mentally, you can also use different words and same words. Do you feel mentally energized? Do you feel foggy? Do you feel sharp?
Mentally foggy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Things aren't all in clear view.
So mentally and spiritually, where are you? Are you connected, disconnected? Like, how are you feeling
sometimes
spiritually?
Sometimes I feel a little disconnected.
Okay. All right. So that's real. So my thing is that this is what I encourage you to do. When you wake up, what's your pulse? What's your mental health pulse? Okay. And so let us know, you know, chop it up with us. You know, just think about it right now. How do you feel? What's your pulse? All right. So when you wake up and you're like, man, I'm physically exhausted. I'm emotionally unstable. Okay. I'm mentally foggy. I'm spiritually disconnected. And you get up with that on you, then you realize, man, I'm not in the best, something is, it's not good here with me, okay? I am not at my mental best right now. Yes. So then you can start doing some things and implementing some practices that we're going to talk about to be able to up your game, okay? To help you to be better and maneuver that day. So this is what I tell people, and this is the thing that messes me up, okay? So if you wake up, you're physically weak, you're emotionally not where you need to be, you're mentally not where you need to be, you're spiritually disconnected, and then you go out and start making all these decisions about life, about where you're going, about, you know, what you're going to do. Do you think that that's going to be the best decision maybe that you make? Probably not, because you're making major decisions or decisions and you're not even at your mental best, okay? So it's almost like I'm gonna run a marathon, but I'm not gonna eat that day. Like, how you gonna do that? How you gonna do that effectively? Mm-hmm. You feel me? And so your PEMS, P-E-M-S, yes. You owe it to yourself to at least assess yourself and see where you are at any given time, in any given moment. Start the beginning of your day.
And there's a great resource. If you're not really sure how to express yourself, there's a feelings wheel. All you got to do is put feelings wheel in that Google search, and it'll give you a whole host of language to add to your toolbox to really just say, this is how I'm feeling.
Absolutely. And so you can also communicate to people, because instead of you just not saying anything, people are like, what's wrong? I'm good.
Yeah.
We the most lioness people. Okay, we in the church. I'm going to need the church folks. If you're not good, you're not good. But what do we say? Oh, no, I'm good. Knowing
you're actually
that your PEMS is totally off.
Right.
So you're not even being true to yourself. And then you're not so the people wondering what's going on with you, you're saying that you're good when you're really not. And people can feel that discrepancy. So they're like, is it me? Because if they got issues and they're like, well, they mad at me, something wrong with me. No, you woke up with that because of whatever's going on in your life, okay? Which you're entitled to, but you drag that and you don't even realize you bring other people into that. So being mentally healthy is important. All right, tell me what mental illness is, Jay Bald.
All right now. So according to the APA, the American Psychiatric Association, mental illness is... It refers collectively to all diagnosable mental disorders. Health conditions involve significant changes in thinking, emotion, and or behavior. So it's diagnosable. And there's a manual that we use.
Absolutely.
Where do we go to even know?
All right. I like that. Okay. So look, I bought my book here. He set me up, y'all. He set me up. All right. So this is a book. This is DSM-5. All right. This is the Psychiatric Bible right here. All right. This is where every mental disorder is in this book. All right. So when you come to us, we start questioning you, okay? Asking you questions. Because I told y'all, you know, last year we don't have no labs for depression. Right. All we have is questionnaires and screenings, right? So what you tell us matters. So if you suspect, you know what, man, my mental health is off, my PIMS is off every day, I struggle with this thing every day, could it be possible that I actually have a mental illness, right? So when you do, you come in, you go to a mental health professional,
yes,
like me.
Because it's diagnosable.
Come on. But you may not know it yet, yeah, J-Bo. You know what I mean? Right. But what you say, when you waking up every day and your mental is off, that's you waking right up every day hollering at people, are you up and down all the time? And yeah, it's affecting your work,
yes,
your personal life. It's affecting everything around you, and stuff is starting to suffer because of it.
Yeah.
It may be that you have a mental illness. That's the difference, J-Bo. Yeah. You know, you may actually have a mental illness. So we got a book here. And what we're going to do, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions to try to see whether or not you have any of these disorders in this book, okay? Yes. Our job is to be familiar enough with this book that when you start asking, when you start telling us what you're going through,
come on, clinician,
we can say, hey, that's kind of this-ish, and then we start teasing it out, yeah, okay? Now, I want to say this, J-Bo, because this is really, 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 really important. It's really important that you bring, sometimes you may want to bring somebody else who knows you to the visit, because sometimes you all, there are people that kind of can see and feel you better than you can see or feel you. Okay. All right. So I want to just encourage you. Sometimes you may need to bring someone that you love with you if you go to a mental health specialist, because they may be able to say, well, no, you are acting this way, or you are, I've noticed this in your behavior. Okay. So that may be helpful. Or look, if not, doesn't matter. Just go and get some help. But again, when your mind gets to the point where it's affecting your productivity, how you relate to people, it's crossing over into every aspect of your life, okay? I want you to consider getting some help. Even you all, if you're not mentally healthy, I need you to get some help. You know why? Because you need somebody to say, hey, why are you moody? And dig through that. Look, dealing with mental health is like peeling back an onion. You know, sometimes we got to peel back a whole lot of layers to get to the root of the problem. But trust somebody. You got to trust somebody and get some help and try to get and allow us to tell us your story. Trust somebody enough to tell your story that you vibe with so that we can get to the root of it. Whether or not you're just mentally unhealthy or whether or not you actually have a mental illness. Mm-hmm. And then one more thing I want to add to the discussion before we leave. I want to say this. A lot of people are talking about self-care, and I want you to bring that up. What's self-care, J-Bo? Do you have self-care? Because, you know, we're doing a lot of things for self-care, and I'm really happy that we're hearing this term. We are really starting to hear this term more and more about people operating and doing things for self-care. What is self-care, J-Bo? Because that's in the mix, too. What's self-care?
It's really just taking the time to do the things that help you live well.
Absolutely. Okay, so I love it that I'm hearing people taking the time to do things to help them to be well, but well is relative. So my thing is this, that you can get your nails done, your hair done. I see people getting their beards, you know, clean. I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of massages. I mean, I'm seeing things. I mean, look, you can be indulged in any kind of way, all right, in order to make you feel good. But my thing is this, you can do all those things for self-care and still be mentally unhealthy and still have mental illness that is not diagnosed and that is not being optimally treated, okay? Yes, aesthetically, you're going to be more greased up. You know what I'm saying, J-Bo? I'm just saying, you're going to feel better in that moment. But guess what? It's not going to translate to you having long-term effects, because it is something in the moment, though it is good, though it's great for you to love and care for yourself. I'm saying that it doesn't translate oftentimes to you being mentally healthy. You can be the meanest, unkind, unhealthy person ever and be the most physically maintained self-care to the max and still not be well. What you think about that, J-Bo?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess in closing this podcast, you know, what do you think is something important that you didn't know about these three things? What is something that you learned? What is something that you're learning as it pertains to mental health, mental illness, and self-care?
One takeaway is really to, I can assess whether I'm mentally healthy by just checking my PIMS. How am I physically?
That's right.
How am I emotionally, mentally, spiritually? Where am I?
Right.
And that can lead me to, depending on how I feel each day, that could lead me to maybe I do need to talk to someone and maybe I do have something that's diagnosable, but I can't diagnose that myself. Oftentimes we diagnose ourselves with many things when it could just be I had a bad day.
Right.
Or I had a series of bad days.
Right.
And that's okay too.
Absolutely.
So I need one resource that I know that I can use is 211. You can always call 211, which is a mental health kind of, instead of 911, you can use 211 and get some support immediately. And I also recognize that there's some things that I can do for self-care that help me mm-hmm. be mentally healthy.
Yes.
But they may not be the most optimal thing to do, especially if I have a diagnosable disorder that needs to be treated. And I may need some medication and some other therapies and supports to get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I think you said something really beautiful there. First of all, you got to be true to yourself. You got to be able to say how you feel. Okay. Mm. Own how you feel. Taking your PIMS is important. Some people journal. Some people write. You know, they're like, man, like you said, if this is something that's frequent that you're feeling, you may want to get that addressed. You may want to go to a therapist. You know, you may want to ask someone around you, are you seeing this in me? You know, are you seeing the slump? I mean, sometimes we can help each other. We can sharpen one another to say, hey, I've noticed this, that you've been acting like this, okay? And so get around people that aren't afraid to tell you, yes, this is what I'm seeing. But two, just because you have certain traits doesn't mean you have a mental illness. Just because you have a mental illness doesn't mean that you're not mentally well. Oh, I said something there. Just because you have a mental illness doesn't mean you're not mentally well, because it's no different than you having diabetes and high blood pressure. Once we get that thing controlled, baby, you are good to go. You feel me? And so, and you know, everything operates optimally. So just because you're mentally ill doesn't mean you may be more mentally well, because you have therapy, you have medications, you have all the resources around you to be able to operate optimally, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. Wherein someone who doesn't have a mental illness, but just isn't mentally well, you're like, well, I ain't got these diagnoses, so I'm good. And you the one that's tearing up things, tearing up relationships, not optimizing where you could be in your life, not fulfilling goals. You know, all of those things happen as a result of you not being mentally well. So being mentally well matters. And then self-care. Self-care, hopefully, we're hoping will be an overflow of you being mentally healthy, and not you doing self-care hoping that it's going to change your mental flow. Okay. Now, sometimes I'd get a massage and I'm like, whoo, that helped me, you know, feel a little bit better. But if I haven't dealt with that issue in my brain, that offense, if I haven't dealt with my emotions, my hurt, my trauma, if I haven't dealt with that, that massage is going to feel good for that moment, baby. But when I get up out of there, I'm going to get tense right again. It's going to happen because I never dealt with the underlying issue. So what we are hoping, what we want you to do is to deal with the underlying issues. Don't be afraid of them, man. Do not be afraid of them. Address them, hit them head on, and get the help that you need. Mental health, mental wellness, mental illness, all right? You've got to know the difference so you can get the help that you need. J-Bo, you got any closing thoughts on this? Any thoughts on this?
I think we can drop the mic right there.
I think we can drop the mic. Now, look, you all, I got this, my cup here. It says, keep shining, all right? I need you to keep shining. Look, there is hope. There is light. You can get help, you all. We are in this thing together. And look, like the song, All We Do Is Win, we want you to win, okay? And look, all of us have issues. all of us have areas where we need to continue to work on. Mental health, y'all, until you go up under this ground, it's going to be a never-ending thing that you're going to have to continue to contend and fight for, okay? And so you just need the tools, the resources, and able to be able to operate optimally, all right? And that's what we're going to do here on this show. So look, we love you. Man, we rooting for you, and we are here to give you the information that you need in order for you to soar, all right? So look, y'all, guess what? Your mind matters with Ask Dr. Jewel. Look, we'll see you soon, all right? Tune into our next podcast. Peace.